Welcome to the First Flight Agency Podcast. Our aim is to conversate about the topics that interest us, the current events that inspire us, and the experiences that shape us to be a more effective team and deliver creative solutions for our clients.
So today, I have two new agency team members. It's just the three of us. Normally, Keith and Grace are fixtures on the podcast, but today, Melanie and Lauren are here. Could you introduce yourselves?
Hello, my name is Lauren, and I am a new content creator here at First Flight. This is about, a little over a month since I've started here. Feels like an eternity and not at the same time, so feels like I've always been here.
Thank you. Welcome.
I am Melanie.
You should probably move your microphone.
You should probably. Oh.
Yeah, so see how it's...
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
You introduced myself. Okay, Melanie. I'm Melanie, and I am an account manager. And I've been here like 5 months, but I'm on Lauren's time. Everything happens because Lauren's here now.
It's true.
So. Yeah.
And you guys are just waiting for me to get here.
And your first couple of weeks, like, it didn't really happen.
It literally didn't. It just kept repeating itself.
Why didn't your first couple weeks happen?
Well, she started when I asked her how her first week was. That's what I'm going by.
Oh, yes. I remember this.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I had been there like 3 weeks at the time. So it was like I just merged in.
Right. It was a slow burn.
You don't start at First Flight until Frank officially recognizes your presence, until he acknowledges that you're there. You're just kind of in purgatory before that.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't.
Because I recognize. Yeah. I just don't.
Yes.
Know? Something. Yeah, we had talked many times before I said, hey, happy first week.
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It was just time. We're parents. It's just you forget
right.
What day it is, what week it is. Did you feed them? Things like that.
So I wanted to bring you guys on here to introduce yourselves. And when we were discussing the topic of the podcast, I can't remember if it was you, Lauren, or Keith, or a combination of the two of you in discussion that thought about, and this was just today, the circuitous path many agency employees or agency people who work in ad agencies take to get to where we are. And the three of us, specifically in this team, went to art school. Mm-hmm. And now we're at an agency. Mm-hmm. I will start with...
Why? Just kidding.
Why we go to art school?
I was just going to say maybe you could talk about where you went to school. I don't know, maybe where you expected to go and where you went instead.
This is kind of depressing.
No.
I don't think so.
We're here now.
We're here now. So we're here. We circle back. We're fine.
We're great.
Everything's
lovely.
Good. Yeah.
Melanie?
Okay.
I know you went to SCAD.
Yeah. Savannah College of Art and Design. I had big dreams. I was like, I'm just going to go wherever, be a big city, do whatever I need to do. And then it didn't happen.
You went to school for industrial design?
Industrial design, which is product design. Still a major. Still called the same thing. They change names so often. So
it actually changes between industrial design and product design?
Yeah.
Or?
The okay. name. Just the name. Just
right.
The, you know, sometimes they want to zhuzh it up, I guess. But
the curriculum doesn't change.
For the most part.
For the most part.
It's been a while. Yeah. I've been out of school for a while.
Undisclosed amount of time?
Yes. my life just took a different path, and I was, you know, getting a job to pay off my student loans. Because you can't wait around forever for your quote-unquote dream job.
What'd you do first thing out of school?
I worked through college, so I just maintained those jobs.
Yeah, you just kept on with the job.
That's
me too.
Retail, TV station, And then finally got big girl jobs, you know, like executive assistant.
Yeah, that is big. That's big time.
Like, oh my God. Then I went to a couple law firms. It just was like wherever I needed a job because debt is difficult.
And were you moving around at the time as
well? No, I was still in Savannah because I met my husband and his job was there. So. Okay. Yep. So it just was, it turned into, okay, I'm going to keep searching, keep trying. In the meantime, I'm going to do this over here for the paycheck. So that was kind of my common.
I guess it's a little bit different for me thinking about it as an artiste, because industrial design, you can't really just like close the door and make something and that's like your craft.
Right.
So you were looking for industrial design jobs. What does that look like?
So, I mean, you could go and do it. You could be a sketch monkey at some firm or a model making, because there's so many different elements of the degree.
Can you define sketch monkey?
Like, we're going to redesign the toaster.
Oh.
So you're going to sit there and draw different designs of a toaster.
You can get paid for that? Dang. I should know that. I should do that.
Well,
just kidding.
Once upon a time, I think.
And I think it could be exciting.
I mean,
but
it's not what I wanted to do.
No.
So it just changed. You know, even looking back, I was like, what did I want to do? You know, it's been so long, and you just get so out of it that you're just finally like, I just want to be the school environment of being around all the creatives and just compiling all your ideas and, you know, making things. That is what I was chasing. And I didn't realize it until I landed here.
So that our collaborative environment is
100%.
Huh.
Yep. Just being around other, like, not necessarily like minded, but just creative people that kind of have that same, you know,
same non-perspective perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, you know, cutting it up and, but still creating and
right.
That being part of your process.
And then also working towards a product. I think that's something that a lot of people who aren't makers or creatives don't understand, that that's just as much a part of it.
100%. I mean, it was always in my other jobs that I had, I was like, okay, how can I make this creative? How can I use something so that I don't lose it? You know, so that was difficult, but I figured it out.
I think that's a good answer.
It is a good answer.
You think?
I was just making sure that we didn't miss anything.
How did we get here?
Right. And you did. You touched on things. We don't need to get too into the weeds.
You don't need my resume.
No. Lauren?
I'm searching for a new job, actually. Please hire me.
But you just got here.
No, I was quoting Mel. She's like, we don't need my whole resume. And she's like,
but if
but
you, if you're looking
if
for
you're
somebody.
You're looking for a new sketch monkey.
No.
Yeah.
And Lauren, you are not that long out of school.
No, this is my, you know, first big girl job. So I just graduated from UNC School of the Arts in May, small arts conservatory in Winston-Salem. I was in the film school and graduated with I was a screenwriting major. So watched a lot of movies, wrote a lot of movies, did lots of movie things. And I did really enjoy it. I, you know, have loved movies my entire life. And so I knew in like high school, that's what I wanted to do. I mean, I've been a writer my entire life. And so I was like, I want to write movies and do the whole, you know, write movies and be a famous Hollywood screenwriter and win Oscars and stuff. And that's what I wanted to do when I went to UNCSA. And then I got to around my junior year, and people started, out of the film school at UNCSA, the question is, it's not, you know, what are you going to do when you graduate? It's, are you going to move to New York or Los Angeles? Like, where are you going, New York or LA? Because that's where, you know, most of the film stuff is, and Atlanta and stuff is becoming a bigger spot too. But people were just asking me, like, New York or LA. And for a while, I did want to do the whole New York City thing. And then my professors were like, no, if you want to write features, you got to go to LA. You got to do Los Angeles. And I was like, hey, living in LA, living, you know, paycheck to paycheck while I shop scripts around to different studios kind of sounds miserable. So I kind of started to realize, like, I love screenwriting and I still love writing, but it maybe not necessarily for me. You know, all my friends are really excited about it, and I was like, I don't think this is really for me. So I tried out, I did an internship last summer where I did, like, film criticism, and I wrote marketing copy, and I did sort of nonfiction writing. I wrote blogs and articles and things like that. And that was just really where I found my, like, oh my gosh, yeah, this is it. Like, this is what I want to do. This is legit. So yeah, my senior year, I started applying for jobs in marketing, and 'cause I was like, copywriting, I could do that. Sort of journalism and some marketing jobs similar to that. And I applied for a job with The Pilot here in the advertising department, actually. And that led into First Flight, kind of got a hold of my name, and I came in and interviewed for a content creating position, and now I'm here. So it's, you know, is very different than the big hotshot New York life I thought I'd be living at this point, like, 3-4 years ago, but it turned out really well, and I'm really enjoying it.
We're pretty hot, though, I think, you know?
Lukewarm.
Yeah, I think you got lucky in the circuitous path department, because you came and Jenny said, here, why don't you talk to Lauren about radio stuff? And after you left, I was talking to Kit, and I mentioned that you wanted to be a content writer.
So Frank is taking the credit.
I didn't really, I didn't know you had a conversation about me, so that's...
Yes, we did.
We all talked about it.
Wait, really?
No.
Oh, I was like, I'm a little afraid to know what exactly you said, so...
I just said you could be a great asset to First Flight.
Oh.
Yeah.
And now and he's like, why did I say that?
Can't make the decision, and it seems like a good fit.
It's all right. We'll see. Yeah. Kidding. That's
good. We're just a pit stop.
Yeah. I mean, that's what this discussion is basically about. For me, I went to school... started for psychology at NC State, and then was undisciplined, let's say. And I had learned how to blow glass and really loved it. And so I was encouraged to follow that. And so then I took some summer classes and then went to school at Salem Community College, which is best known for its scientific glass blowing accreditation. I think that's how you say it.
Accreditation?
Yeah. Is it accreditation?
Accreditation is a word. I'm not sure if it's the one you're looking for, but
is accreditation? No,
it's accredited. A school has to be accredited to like to teach. So right. I don't know if I don't know if that's the word you're looking for, but it's a word.
Certification?
Certification.
Accreditation sounds like something in the ocean.
Crustacean?
Crustacean.
My crustacean. Accreditation.
Got that crustacean online.
We're crustated.
I got my crustacean from night classes. and then I, too, stayed there for a little... I worked part-time and went to school part-time, and so I was there for a while delivering pizzas and doing that jazz.
I bet you were a great pizza delivery guy.
I was, but I didn't get great tips.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Probably because you weren't very good at it.
I was, though. I was good. It's probably because I was driving around my sister's Mini Cooper, and they're like, Ooh. Oh, he doesn't need it.
Oh, I would totally judge you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or my Mercedes station wagon.
Okay. You should have rode a bike.
I know. But then I wouldn't. I was good because I was...
Pizza was hot. It was
quick, you know? That's why you just work extra hours.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went back to Raleigh and blew glass solo for a little while. But I wasn't very good at marketing, coincidentally. Mm-hmm. And then started working at Jerry's Artorama, which is an art supply store in Raleigh. And then picture framing. And then got a job here at the phone book. And then moved around until Kit asked for my help with the ticketing stuff. And then we became the agency, and here we are. So that's my circuitous path.
You're grateful for your path.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am too.
Yeah. I mean, I do appreciate the fact that I tried and was unsuccessful at my own job, you know. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. I'm not proud that I wasn't able to continue doing it, but I appreciate the experience. I mean, I worked hard, and I recognize that I did not place enough effort into marketing and trying to sell to stores, and then also, you know, not scaling up, because I had a pretty small operation and that worked. And then I got to a point where I should have scaled up, and then I could produce more objects and sold more. And that was the beginning of the end, I think. Mm. So,
yeah, I think there's kind of an idea in, especially in art, where if you can't find a way to make it like your job, you know, like if you can't succeed, quote unquote, then you've failed, you know, like, oh, well, he's not, you know. Like, when I was in film school, I heard of a lot of alumni who had moved out to L.A. for a year or two and then just moved back home, moved somewhere else because they didn't want to do it anymore. People like, oh, they failed out. Like, they couldn't do it. It's like, no, some people just find out it's not for them. Or they, you know, it's just a part of your journey. It's not necessarily whatever. So I would tell people, you know, right before I graduated, after I graduated, that I was moving to, you know, Southern Pines, North Carolina, and I was going to work in marketing. And they were like, well, didn't you get a screenwriting degree? And I was like, yeah. They're like, so you're not going to do that? And I was like, no, but it's not because I, you know, you just find out it's not what you want to do. It's not necessarily like it's you're failing. It's just mm-hmm. a different, you know, not everyone finds exactly what they want to do right after, you know, you get your degree, then you immediately jump into your thing. People jump around, which I think is, that's fine. That's the way it goes for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And that's not to say you couldn't write a screen.
Oh, I could be, you know, if I wanted to, I'd have an Oscar already. I'd have two in my pocket. Right. I'm just kidding. No, but I still like to do it, you know, in my free time. I still write. I did take writing screenplays like kind of nonstop for 4 years. I was like, I gotta take a break. Like, I can't do this right now. But I've gotten back into, you know, writing prose and, you know, different things like that I did a lot in high school and stuff. But I, you know, when you're writing was interesting for me because it was like my hobby, like ever since I was a kid, like that's kind of all I've ever wanted to do. And then I go to school and it becomes kind of like my job, you know? It's not like, and I'm sure it was the same for you, where it's not just a thing you do for fun anymore, it's a thing you do for a grade, and it's a thing you do all the time. So that's something I've had to sort of rediscover after graduating, is writing because I love it, and writing as a hobby, and writing what I want to write. When I'm, you know, not at work, of course, but this is what I want to do.
Because writing is still kind of your job.
Writing is still
my job. It's actually your job
now. It's literally my job now, but it's a different kind of writing, and I can sort of separate that from, it's not, you know, it's a different kind that I'm still learning and getting into.
That kind of leads into my next question, is how you use what you learned in school now that you're in an agency. And clearly, you know, writing for screenplays and writing content for, say, social media, press releases, websites, I mean, that's not dissimilar.
Yeah, I think there's a sort of element of storytelling to it, like especially marketing. When I'm writing a social media caption, I want it to be engaging, and I want it to grab somebody's attention concisely, and it has to convey information and, you know, make sense, and as well as be fun and entertaining and make someone want to learn more, which is kind of exactly what you have to do in a screenplay as well. Like, a producer is only going to read the first like 3 to 5 pages of your script. If they're not interested, they're going to throw it out. So same with other important people that you want to have read your stuff. So and it's the same with like a consumer. If they read the first couple words of your posts and it's not interesting, they're going to keep swiping. So it is that ability to sort of grab somebody's attention and hold their attention, I think I had to learn in school, and is still helpful today. So
what do you use? How do you relate to, do you even really pull on what you learned in school?
Literally, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been out of school for how long? So
undisclosed.
Undisclosed time. I mean, I've talked to Keith about this, and just kind of like from there to here, and I don't speak on what they're doing now, but they missed a mark when it came to marketing yourself and how to do that once you graduate and how to set yourself up for that. Obviously, it's been an undisclosed time that marketing's changed, but still the basics.
I mean, right. The basics, you know, haven't really changed
so,
all
so,
for
yeah,
all time.
So, no, it's just about, it's just, I mean.
You use more of what life experience you got afterward.
Yeah, and just kind of my own.
Because like executive assistant and then all that stuff kind of is account managerial.
Yeah, for sure.
Stuff.
Well, and I the account management part, I feel like I found my groove just because I obviously the creative end of things and how to communicate those things. And then just dealing with people. I've had too many jobs in too many different industries and just been able to read the different types of people that it's like, okay, you can throw me into an office, you know, of attorneys or construction, what, you know, just the different industries and I'm fine either way. So I think that's kind of where it's helpful for me and just, you know, kind of working those voices and now bringing it back into, you know, social media or...
And then... You mentioned that you very closely relate your experience as a student to working here as a team member, you know, the collective problem solving and the...
Yeah, I mean, just like being stuck on something, bouncing things off of each other, even when you're like, oh my God, I'm so stumped and I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Just like having these other conversations happening that could completely just spark that epiphany for you on, you know, this client or that client or whatever. So
I really appreciate you guys being here. Thank you for that insight.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is like actually a little counseling
session. This is like a little therapeutic, yeah.
I love it.
I mean, this is probably the most of the ones that we've had, like, really diving into personal self-reflections.
I'd like to hear about my childhood.
We don't have enough for that.
Anyway.
Yeah, we don't have enough alcohol.
Let's go get the alcohol and then we'll come back.
All right, guys. Until next time, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We'll see y'all.
Let's fill it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Fill it up, boy.
It helps.
All right. Peace out. Hey, John.
God. Sorry. That's the first thing on the recording.
Sorry.